Yeah, the base is often negligence by the DRD and the minister. It would be very difficult for either the DRD or the minister to argue that they did it, that they were not negligent in failing to carry out the EC directive on the habitat. And also we have a number of relatives in our group who have lost loved ones on the A5, and they too are very distressed at all the controversy surrounding this, and some of them may be well taking legal action as well.
But if the group were to take legal action against the Department for Regional Development, could this not further delay the project even more?
No, we would be taking action that would not lead to any further delay of the project. No, we'd be adamant about that, and we'd be advised, of course, by our barristers. But we would not be, it would not be our intention to delay the project in any way.
So where does the group go from here then?
Our aim of taking legal action would be to speed the process up and put the onus on Mr. Kennedy. This project's been lying around for 5 years. $35 million has been spent on it. And yet we have a minister and a DRD who can't give us a timeline on when the thing will start. And I think that's unbelievable.
And as far as the Action for A5 group are concerned, they want the project to start under Danny Kennedy.
We want the project to start, and we're exploring ways legally which we can use to put pressure on the minister to make out a new order and get started on the project.
And the group are not prepared to wait for the next minister to come along. This has to
no,
happen under Danny Kennedy's tenure.
No, definitely not. It has to be dealt with now.